Alaska's 12th health mandate restricts non-essential travel within the state, but it makes exceptions for a broad list of workers employed in industries from fisheries to mining to government service and others. But the mandate also allows smaller communities to pass stricter rules with the force of law. Specifically, that's towns off the road system with less than 3,000 people and no hospital. The city of Hoonah on Chichagof Island fits the bill. City manager Dennis Gray Jr. says there's only a small health clinic to serve around 800 people.
With PAs with no doctors and no ventilators is a concern. So anybody that does contract COVID-19 that needs to be hospitalized has to be medevaced out to Sitka or Juneau.
That's about a 20-minute flight, which makes such trips for shopping or medical appointments a common occurrence. Until recently. On Sunday, the city council has banned all travel to Hoonah until further notice.
We know it's going to be an inconvenience for folks, but we think that if we can stop the entry, then it's going to be better off for everybody in town.
People can leave. Employees of Juneau area gold mines recently left to work 28-day shifts. But Hoonah residents out of town when the order went into effect are banned from returning for at least 2 weeks.
There are notice folks that are coming back from trips out of Oregon that can't come back. They called in concerned, but we told them they can't come home.
Another Southeast Island community has taken it even further.
Absolutely no travel in or out of Cake for the next 2 weeks.
That's Mayor Lloyd Davis. He took to Facebook Live on Monday to address the community of less than 600 people.
We're at a critical point right now as far as this COVID-19 and how fast it's progressing. And we as a community need to do anything in our power to keep this virus from coming into our town.
Cake's mayor told Coast Alaska that the travel ban would last at least until April 15th.
Some people might think, I'm being excessive, and whatnot, but if it comes down to it, and it's already too late, then I wish I would have been doing it sooner, but I'm doing this out of precaution, for the health and safety of for my community.
The city allows residents to apply for exemptions, and it adds allowances for visiting technicians to service critical infrastructure like water, power, and telecommunications. But otherwise, Davis says he wants people to stay put and keep the virus from spreading. Alaska Municipal League's Niels Andreessen is tracking emergency orders issued by local governments.
I think across the state we'll see local governments do a variety of measures and basically have a lot of leeway in terms of who they allow in especially, and then out for critical personal reasons.
The Municipal League had asked the state to empower local leaders to craft rules to prevent coronavirus from spreading.
The more we can put this as a local decision, the better. And that was our communication to the governor, to make this a local level decision, or at least to allow local governments to, if the state sets a baseline, then local governments can restrict beyond that.
In Hoonah, the city manager says people are mostly keeping inside their homes after being asked to shelter in place. It's been sunny, and normally things get buzzing when the weather brightens. But not lately, says Gray.
Playgrounds are closed, unfortunately, as well, just to keep the kids safe. So there's not a whole lot people are doing. They can, it's pretty quiet.
There are those the state won't allow local governments to restrict. Law enforcement on official business, emergency first responders like firefighters and medics, and caseworkers with the state's Office of Children's Services investigating reports of abuse or neglect. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.